Good evening. It is 5:02 p.m., and this is KRBD's annual meeting. I'm Layla Carey, General Manager here at KRBD, and I'm joined. We have a kind of a hybrid meeting going on tonight. Here in the studio, I have Vicki and Jean O'Brien, Mike Gates and Jay Matani, and then over Zoom, we have our Board President, Grant Echohawk, along with board members Bob Kern, Joey Tilson, and Peter Amelon. So between the two, we do have a quorum. And
yay!
And our annual meeting, for the past few years, we've been doing them over the air just to allow more access to people so that they can hear what's been going on in the station for the past year. And with that, I'm going to turn things over to Grant to run the meeting. Grant, you are on.
Excellent. Well, good evening, everybody. Thank you for joining us tonight. My name is Grant Echohawk. I am the board president. And what we're going to do is, first, let me go and call this meeting to order officially. So at 5:03, we are calling it to order. And the first matter of business is to approve, to get approval of our agenda. So if I could get a motion to approve the agenda for this evening.
So move.
Make a motion to approve the agenda for the meeting.
Thank you. And can I get a second?
Second.
Excellent. So what we're going to have next is approval for, we're not doing this yet, I'm just going to let everybody know what we'll be doing tonight, is we'll approve the minutes from the previous annual meeting, we'll do the President's Report, Coast Alaska Report, Manager's Report. We'll open the floor for public comments, which we hope we can hear from some of you folks out there in the listening world, and then introduce some new board members, which we're pretty excited about, and then we'll adjourn for the evening. So the next thing we'll be doing is if we could get an approval for the minutes from the previous annual meeting.
So moved.
So moved? Okay, yes. Excellent. And a second.
Hey, I'll second that.
Thank you. And let's see. Before I get too far along, I do believe I need to make sure I get a vote on the approval of the agenda. If I can get a all those in favor of approving the agenda, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. We're just trucking right along. So the next section is going to be the President's Report. Now, this one actually pre-recorded just to make sure that we did have it ready for you. So, Layla, do you want to roll that beautiful bean footage?
Absolutely. All right. I'm going to turn all of you guys down so that you don't, along with myself, so that it's not interrupted. And there we go. I am playing the President's Report.
Hello, my name is Grant Echohawk, KRBD Board President, and this report comes from the ancestral lands of the Tsanyaquan and Tontaquan Tlingit people. 2021, like 2020, brought many unique challenges not only to the region and our community, but to KRBD as well. With these challenges came opportunities for our communities to come together and for the KRBD staff to shine by adapting quickly to the needs of those communities. The in-depth coverage from the KRBD news desk kept our listening communities well informed of not only events happening in our region, but also provided important and reliable updates on topics from our robust network of local nonprofits to municipal matters and, of course, COVID-19. Eric Stone, our new news director, not only stayed diligent on covering the news, but also took on the training and development of two new interns who are also vital in helping KRBD provide the best possible service to our listening communities. With Layla at the helm, the rest of the staff also adapted quickly to many obstacles that the COVID-19 pandemic caused and ran down new solutions for our world-famous 4th of July skiff raffle and our always supernaturally fun Halloween party. Although these events are decades-long institutions for the station, we were able to offer a boatload of cash raffle, which was a tremendous hit instead of the skiff raffle, and worked with a local business to screen the highly anticipated Rocky Horror Picture Show, which was so popular that we had to offer an additional screening. Layla, Eric, Maria, and Stuart are truly the backbone of KRBD, and their dedication to the station and our listening communities could clearly be seen in the efforts over the last year. KRBD is community radio, and that truth could not be seen more clearly than in the many members of our Community Advisory Board, which provides perspective and ideas from throughout our listening communities, our many volunteers who DJ our shows and who volunteer at events, and the volunteer KRBD board that thinks not only of ways to best serve the community today, but has a vision of how to provide the best service many, many years into the future. Lastly, and most importantly, it is our listeners and supporters of KRBD that truly make KRBD community radio. The support from our listeners in 2021 was truly remarkable. All of us at KRBD thank you for your support and look forward to another great year of serving Southern Southeast Alaska. Thank you.
Okay, Grant, back to you.
All right, fantastic. Thank you. So the next item on the agenda is the Coast Alaska Report by Ms. Vicki O'Brien.
Oh, good. My microphone's on. All right. KRBD is able to provide the quality and diversity it does due in part to the administrative, technical, and supportive services of Coast Alaska. Coast Alaska helps KRBD with fundraising, membership services, underwriting, payroll, programming, and engineering, among other things, and allows KRBD to focus on the important work of providing quality programming to Southern Southeast Alaska. 2021 was a big year for Coast Alaska. One of the most noteworthy items was the absorption of Alaska Public Broadcasting Incorporated, or APBI, into the organization to become Coast Alaska Statewide Services. APBI has provided statewide engineering and technical services to many communities throughout the state, as well as administering the health trust for all Coast Alaska employees. The employees and resources of APBI officially became part of Coast Alaska as of October 1st. Coast has facilitated the application for COVID-19 assistance funding, including a loan through the Payment Protection Program, which was subsequently forgiven, so member stations do not need to repay that loan. Coast staff, partnering with station managers, worked tirelessly to secure assistance that will enable stations to continue doing their work despite potential revenue shortfalls. Coast Alaska continues to be a wealth of information and expertise to the KRBD staff. Moving into 2022, Coast will keep working toward organizational goals that will support and continue to develop all the public media entities who rely on it. And this year's KRBD representatives on the Coast Alaska Board of Directors have been Janice Walker and Vicki O'Brien.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Vicki O'Brien. And the next report we have is our manager's report, and that will be Ms. Layla.
Thank you very much. That is another recorded report, and I'll play that in just a second. But before I do that, the next item on the agenda is going to be public comment. So anybody out there listening, if you do want to comment, that's going to come up right after my report. So be ready to call in with your comments. That's 907-225-9655. Or if you're over on Prince of Wales Island, you can call 1-800-557-5723. And again, those are for public comment during our annual meeting. And now I will play my recorded report. Good evening. I'm Layla Carey, the general manager here at KRBD. And the theme of my report for 2021 is gratitude. We ended fiscal year 21 in June in great shape financially because of the generosity of our local communities of Ketchikan, Saxman, Metlakatla, and Prince of Wales Island. Individual membership donations have remained strong despite economic uncertainty because you all understand the importance of what we do here at KRBD. We also successfully applied for COVID grants from Ketchikan, Craig, and the Alaska Community Foundation to help make up for all the fundraising events we couldn't have that year. And Ketchikan Community Foundation approved our grant application to replace 4 verge of collapse computers. FY21 included a great spring pledge drive, a fully vaccinated staff, and a wonderfully sunny barbecue to celebrate KRBD's 45th anniversary. We started FY22 in July, and boy, did that start with a bang. We weren't sure how our annual 4th of July raffle would go, since we weren't able to get the traditional skiff. But people seemed to like the idea of $10,000 cash, and for the first time ever, we sold out of raffle tickets. In August, the station was inspected by an FCC contractor who found no violations, thank goodness, and we have filed for renewal of our license, which is now in process. Our extremely successful pledge drive this fall included numerous in-person guests masked, and we ended up exceeding our goal for the fall membership revenue. And we had a wonderful event in October that raised some money for KRBD, allowed people to gather safely and have a great time, and resulted in zero known COVID cases. We are indeed grateful. Speaking of grateful, I must thank the wonderful, hardworking staff here at KRBD. Our news director, Eric Stone, works long hours to bring you up-to-date local news. Program director, Maria Dudzak, makes sure all the shows you love play when they should. That's not nearly as easy as you might think. And she hosts Morning Edition every weekday, bringing reports from local community groups, as well as the all-important weather forecast and school lunch menu. And Stuart White works diligently behind the scenes, raising money in a variety of ways to keep this station operating. As we head into December, we're hoping for an exciting on-air auction December 4th. Please listen and bid on fun holiday gifts. We're also in the middle of the annual Winter Winterland raffle, so I'll put a plug in for that too. The top prize is $5,000. Only 400 tickets will be sold, so get yours soon. And happy holidays to you all. Thank you for your generous, continued support of KRBD Community Radio.
Okay, so thank you very much, Layla. And so we are now open for public comments. So be sure, if you'd like to comment, add your comments to tonight's meeting and give us any feedback for us here on the board. You feel free to give us a call at 907-225-9655 if you are here in the Ketchikan area, or 1-800, ooh, help me out here.
1-800-557-5723.
For Prince of Wales, thank you. You know, after doing my show, you think I know that by heart now. But, give us a call if you'd like to add any comments.
All right. And while we're giving people a chance to call in if they have any comments, I don't know, maybe the board can go around with their own comments. I know that's not something I warned any of you about ahead of time.
Sure, that sounds good. And so go ahead and give us a call. But in the meantime, I think I'll go first and just talk about how exciting it's been being part of this board. I did start as with KRBD as a volunteer DJ. So I definitely have a special place in my heart for all of our volunteers that come in and keep our shows going. And just really excited to be part of a group that cares so much about the communities that we serve. It's just been absolutely thrilling.
I'd like to ask about the Rocky Horror Picture Show. How the success of that? Did you want to talk about that? How'd that go?
Who wants to take that? It went great. I mean, we sold out, and everybody had a really good time, and we received a lot of encouragement to do it again next year. So that's entirely possible that we're going to be doing that. And Gene has something to say about that.
Well, we not only did we sell out that first night, we had to extend it into a second night. So that's how successful that got really quickly. And I was very surprised by that.
Yeah, the first night sold out within just a few days. So,
oh
yeah, it was very quick.
And I want to do things like that way more often. Let's find other movies we could do that with. So
that's great. I just wanted to check on that since I was not able to be in attendance of that being out of town, but people had talked about it. And since we weren't able to do the Halloween party, you know, I'm glad that this is going to be something that we want to do, you know, more of an annual thing. So great.
I guess that's it.
All right. Well, we haven't gotten any calls, so unless anybody else has something they want to say, I'm not seeing a lot of eagerness. It's Saturday night.
I do want to have one more thing to ask about this, because I've been out of the loop on things, is the raffle. To reiterate on the raffle, the deadline for purchasing raffle tickets is when, so I can go pick up the books.
The drawing is scheduled for the end of January. So we basically have just a couple months to sell all the raffle tickets. So sooner is better than later.
Okay, I'm gonna go by and get some tickets so I can get working on those. But yeah, I just so our listeners know to get out there, contact one of your people that are selling tickets, because we would love to sell you some tickets, and hopefully you can be a winner.
You can contact the station as well during regular business hours, and they would be happy to hook you up. 907-225-9655. I love saying those phone numbers as much as humanly possible. And we've also learned that we can take payments by Facebook Pay and PayPal and all those other fun things.
Venmo.
Venmo. Oh, so wonderful. Yeah, and hopefully we're going to get our stuff together to be able to sell at some of our local stores, COVID willing and schedules and all that. So be watching for us.
Yeah, somebody mentioned that they were talking about buying them online, but they would rather, get them from me or whatever. So I just wanted to make sure that, I can get my tickets, but, mask up if I get them to them. So I just want to make sure that they were there. So cool.
Hey, everybody's a winner. Whether you win the $5,000 or you don't, you keep the community radio station going. You keep everybody informed, and you keep everybody moving.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. And so let's go ahead and move on to the next section, which is I'm pretty excited about. We have some new board members that have recently joined. They weren't able to join us this evening, but starting in January, you're going to see some new faces on the KRBD board. The first is Ms. Catherine Tatsuda, who everybody knows and is just a vibrant, exciting member of our community, and Mr. Tom Hewitt, who has also just been really passionate about doing what he can for the community, and KRBD is a great fit for both of these folks. We're excited to have them joining our board. So you'll see them participating in our meetings and activities starting next year. I would thank you, everybody, for anybody that was tuning in. Thank you to the board and Layla for bringing us all together. And I think that's it for all of our business. So can I get was there something else, Layla, that I should check into? No? All right. Then we're good. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Excellent. And a second?
Second.
And all in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, we are adjourned. Thank you very much, everybody.
Bye.
All right. Thank you so much to the KRBD board for that. And thanks to all of you out there listening. We are soon going to be switching over. Vicky and Jean are going to be sticking around because they're the ones who have the next show. Are you queuing up a song?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay, excellent. So we'll be bringing you that music very soon.